So welcome to another State of Art address. I'm working on improving the quality of the sound, so hopefully this recording you get today is going to sound a lot better than it has in the past. I'll know shortly. Excuse the mic sound here. I'm trying to adjust it here so I don't have my heavy breathing going on. I'm not sure where it should be yet, but anyhow, I hope it doesn't sound too loud as I inhale. So anyhow, my comments for the day are, I was at the Walmart store, and I noticed, you know, Walmart's the epitome of what inexpensive shopping can be to purchase merchandise. So, but I'm noticing, you know, as the months have gone by, and the reason I'm bringing it up is because President Obama just had a speech, and he's kind of making apologies like, you know, well, we're on track for the economy and I've done so many things, but, you know, just because things are so expensive when you purchase them isn't a reflection of my administration. After all, I've bailed out big business and I've made it possible for jobs to be generated with tax dollars where jobs don't exist. So I don't understand why maybe you're upset with me, but that raises the issue of, you know, once again, you know, nobody's income is coming in. I see a lot more people. I see people in fancy vehicles that are out here putting signs up, you know, need gas, have no money, help, you know. I've been looking a lot more at people. I'm here in Northern California, as you know from the first introduction I've done. So, I mean, I'm here in Northern California, extreme Northern California. I'm close to the Oregon border, and I mean, there's people transiting, you know, going through on Interstate 5, north and south, you know, for Oregon to Washington State, or they're coming south, you know, to Southern California, Central California, all that kind of thing. So, and it's a pretty busy corridor. And, anyhow, there's people that swing by the shopping center in Yreka, California, at the Walmart store there. And, you know, they're begging for gas, begging for money. I mean, come on. You see a lot more people begging for food. I mean, when is America going to wake up? I mean, how long is it going to take before we realize, you know, enough's enough? You know, everybody's on this Tea Party movement, but still, we're not getting the answers to the questions. And now the politicians have dialed that Tea Party movement, and they're like, oh, okay, we need to change our routine up a little bit. But, you know, the routine they're changing up is the same one they did before. It's all about rhetoric. It isn't about accomplishing anything. It's all about talking about it. Well, you know, there comes a time when you have to put your words into actions, and I think we're at that point. I mean, how long do we need to wait before we can see some relief? And here's something else interesting. I mean, we just had another explosion on the Gulf, another spread of oil. I mean, I noticed that, you know, as an example, I like smoked salmon. And it used to be I could get some smoked salmon, you know, roughly about a pound for, you know, between $4 and $5. Now it's, you know, the same salmon's going for $8. I mean, the salmon doesn't have nothing to do with, you know, the salmon we get here doesn't have nothing to do with the Gulf Coast. So once again, we're being exploited already. It doesn't, you know, it's amazing how the greed of the merchant is perpetuated upon the consumer, because, you know, not everybody has that kind of money just to spend on food just to survive. And it's not fair to families. You know, you can buy a bag of chips cheaper than you can buy decent food. Now, there's something wrong with that picture. We're the greatest nation in the world, right? We grow more goods, more vegetables and fruits than so many other countries combined. I mean, I'm going to tell you the truth. When I go through Central California, there's more than enough groceries, you know, food being produced for individuals to consume. So, I mean, why do we have to pay so much for food? Why do we have to pay so much for good food? Doesn't anybody ever consider these things? Just like the gas at the pumps. You know, why is it we're a nation that doesn't have enough fuel, right? We're conserving our resources. We've raised the gas tax higher in reality than any other object, at the point of being green about the gas issue. But yet here they got caught with their pants down when that platform exploded on the Gulf there, and all of a sudden we're billowing 20,000 barrels of gasoline, well, I should say not gasoline, but crude oil, 20,000 gallons of crude oil a day for what, 6 weeks, 6.5 weeks, 7 weeks? I mean, we don't even really know for sure other than what they tell us. So it's time that we started waking up and realize, you know what, our government just likes to lie to us. They like to deceive us. they don't want to tell us the truth. In the meantime, you know, the consumer, the gap, the chasm between the rich and the poor is getting greater and greater. There's going to be a breaking point sooner or later. You can't keep ignoring the fact that people that did work for a living no longer can work for a living because there isn't any jobs for them to work at. Not everybody is a tradesman or a skilled laborer. Some people are just plain, you know, they can only gain so much from a job if it's available for their level of skill. So there's a whole segment of society that's pretty much knocked out of the job market to begin with, because if it isn't a technical skill job, then even those are fading. You just don't have any work available. So anyhow, I try to keep these casts from between 5 and 7 minutes, and I'm running close. I hope my new system of recording these things is going to work. So anyhow, thanks for joining me here in Northern California for State of Art Address. I hope to get these podcasts more presentable as I go along here, because I have a lot of timely messages. You know, this is all about social commentary. If you get a chance, check me out on YouTube. I'm Art Zollover. I make videos. So, have a great day, eh?